Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the EL.En. First Half 2016 Earnings Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Simona D'Agostino, Financial Communication. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon, everybody, and good morning in the U.S. I'm reading right now as the safe harbor of EL.En. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectations of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and conditions in the industry we operate and may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. I leave now the floor to Andrea Cangioli, the Managing Director of EL.En.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining this conference call. Today, together with Enrico Romagnoli, we'll go through the details of the six-month financial report, giving you more color on the reported numbers, and of course, answering your question at the end of our presentation. As you have seen, I'm sure you have seen from our press release, the six-month financials results for the EL.En. Group have been very satisfying. I believe the most impressive number is the net profit, which was over 30 million, due, of course, to the contribution of the sale of the last batch of Cynosure shares we were holding, but also due to the very strong contribution of income generated by operations. In fact, revenues were over 120 million euro, up 12.4% on the first half of 2015. A very remarkable achievement that exceeded our expectations. Also, profitability from operation exceeded our expectations, marking a 24.2% increase in EBITDA and a 30.4% increase in EBIT, where EBIT was equal to roughly 13.5 million, an achievement that we believe is quite remarkable for the six-month period. Both of our major business contributed in the increase of sales volume, showing a 10% increase in the medical business sales and a stronger 17% increase in the industrial application business. Since sales volume in both areas was affected by a cyclical circumstances that involved a sales reduction, I mean, we were missing a few very important batch of orders which had characterized the first half of 2015. We are very happy to have neutralized this effect and to have been able to show double-digit growth in both our main business areas. The surgical system sector confirmed its increased relevance within the group due to the extended success, mainly of three product lines. First of all, our CO2 laser application, known as MonaLisa Touch, for the treatment of vaginal atrophy, with its strong U.S. distribution performed with our partner, Cynosure, and also with the increased sales volume realized by the DEKA worldwide distribution network for the MonaLisa Touch application. In second place, the lithotripsy application, where Quanta System leads the market both with its own brand lasers distributed through its global distribution network and with the increasing volume of lithotripsy systems sold through our top-class OEM partners. Third place, the BPH laser system for the treatment of benign hyperplasia of the prostate marks a strong revenue with both the technologies we are offering on the market, which are holmium and thulium laser for this application. The most significant segment in the medical area remains the aesthetic segment, where hair removal is the largest sales volume application, in which we were able to achieve growth due to our traditional and most important competitive weapon, innovation. DEKA released to the market in the first month of the year the new Motus AX laser system, allowing the efficacy of an Alexandrite laser system with improvements in energy emission mode that significantly lower the pain felt by the patient and at the same time improving the energetic efficiency, therefore the total investment and running cost of the hair removal system. Same incremental improvements allowed the MedioStar, our diode laser hair removal system developed by Asclepion in Jena, West Germany, to be our top seller in the field, also due to the large number of systems installed on the Italian territory by our very effective specialized sales network organized under the Estelog brand name. Significant improvements were registered also in the segment of tattoo lasers, again due to innovation and new product release. I'm talking here of Quanta's Discovery Pico, which allowed the group to enter the picosecond tattoo removal laser system arena, a segment of the tattoo removal market where the innovative technology of the picosecond emission allows to grab premium prices and premium margins that have characterized Quanta Systems' financial in this first semester. Going to the industrial laser applications, where growth, as you have seen, was 17%, this was mainly due to the brilliant performance of our Chinese facilities, where, as you know, we manufacture industrial laser systems for metal cutting applications mainly. The first half results were particularly satisfying when we consider the comparison with last year, with a 5% decrease in the value of the yuan, and also considering that the first half of 2015 had been particularly brilliant for our Chinese market, which then only in the second half of 2015 experienced a slowdown in sales due to the turmoil, financial turbulences that registered during the summer of 2015. Not only China, which in this moment just celebrated the opening of the new facility, and Enrico will mention this later on, contributed to this strong sales increase, but also the sales in our European and particularly Italian market performed by our company Cutlite Penta in its traditional segments of plastic and diode cutting mainly. We have to consider that sales in Italy have also been helped by the local fiscal policy, which is allowing a super depreciation on the investment made in 2016, which of course constitutes an incentive for investment for our customers that have been also helped by a mildly favorable situation of liquidity and therefore that allows them to get financing for their investments. The following chart of our presentation shows our growth in the last years, both in revenue and in EBIT, and as you can see, the graph looks extremely positive with a constant growth and especially accelerated growth in the last 3 years. Prior to Having Enrico get into the details of our financials, I would like to mention that the last board of directors executed a previous resolution of the shareholders' assembly releasing the 800,000 shares stock option plan, which is a midterm plan. I mean, shares will be exercisable within 3 or 4 years. And is a plan that was issued in order to provide incentive and retention to the top and middle management level of the company. Please, Enrico, go ahead.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning to everybody. The first half of 2016, the group recorded a consolidated turnover of 120 million euro, up 12.4% over the first half of last year. The positive evolution of most of the group's business, thanks also to the macroeconomic conditions, remained broadly favorable in the period. It is the decisive factor for the performances, and this confirms the positive trend that the group is going through, with a solid growth both in turnover and in operating margin, higher than expected. As mentioned by Andrea, both main segments of the group registered a double-digit growth, and the exchange rate, especially US dollar, yen, and renminbi, didn't have a significant overall impact when we compare the first half 2016 with the first half of last year in terms of turnover. I mean, there was a positive impact of yen, but we are a compensation by a negative impact of renminbi, and so the sum is approximately zero. Looking to profitability, we can see that the gross margin was 53.2 million of euro, up on the 48.1 million of euros of first half 2015, with a small reduction on impact on revenue due to a mix of products sold less favorable respect to the last year. There was a positive leverage effect of a fixed cost. In fact, operating cost amounting to 15.4 million euro recorded a 5.5% increase compared to the 14.6 million of euros at the end of June last year. But the increase in turnover means that their impact on sales decreased from 13.7% to 12.9%. Staff cost amounted to 22.3 million of euro, showing an increase of 6% compared to the 20.9 million euro in the same period last year, and the productivity of this cost aggregate increased in the incidence on revenue and decreased from the 19.6% at June last year to 18.5% for June this year. And at June 2016, the employees of the group were over 1,000, when at the end of last year was 965, and the new arrivals have affected especially our Chinese subsidiary in Guangzhou for the new plant. EBITDA was 15.6 million of euro, up on the 12.5 million of euro as of June last year, and with a 24.2% increase. And moreover, the EBITDA margin improved from 11.7% up to 13%. Also, EBIT showed a positive balance of 13.5 million of euro, up on 10.4 million of euro as of June 2015, with an 11.3% margin on revenue, up on the 9.7% of the first half of last year, and it ranks in the all-time peak level for our group. In the first half of 2016, the group registered an income before taxes of 36 million euro, up on 11.7 million euro of June 2015. The favorable exchange rates and the relative differences had a negative impact on the current profit and loss compared to the profit of 1.2 million euros recorded in the same period last year. However, the current profitability was positively affected by the capital gain of 23 million euros on the disposal of the residual 1 million of Sanisu shares took place in April at $45.10 per share, with a total proceeds of $45 million approximately. Income taxes for the period showed a total cost of 4.6 million of euro, and the tax rate for the period is very low, about 13% compared to the tax rate of last year of 20%. And in fact, the tax rate of this semester was positively affected by the participation exemption on the capital gain recorded on the sale of Sanisu shares. And at the end, the net income of the period was well over 30 million of euros, and which clearly exceeds the 7.7 million euro last year, and sets the record for the half yearly net result of the group. Looking at balance sheet financial results, we can see that the total non-current asset decreased from the beginning of the year, when in the meantime the net financial position of the group increased of 41 million, mainly due to the already mentioned sales of Sanisu stock took place in April. Should also be noted that during the second quarter, LN SPA and other subsidiary paid dividends to third party for approximately 6.4 million of euros. And during the first 6 months, were over 4 million of capex, mainly due to the acquisition, construction, or renovation of new production plants, which hit Wenzhou in China, Samarate in Varese, and Calenzano in Florence sites, and with a cash flow outflows in the first half for about 3 million of euros. Net working capital on sales decreased from 28% to 25%. And we recall that the net financial position does not include 10 million of euros as temporary investment of cash posted in non-current assets and so not included in the net current financial position. Concerning the breakdown by area, it should be noted the excellent trend of sales on the Italian market, thanks to the group's ability to offer attractive products for the market in various segments, and to a greater propensity of customers to invest, also facilitated by the fact that the conditions of liquidity and the bankability of our customers remain positive in the first month of the year. We have reported in the past, especially during the years of the crisis, that the fall in demand of our products was due to a number of factors, but the main reason was the reduction in the availability of the credit for to purchase our products. It is in Italy, so that we have registered the most important growth over the close to 30% due to the increased propensity to purchase jointly to a favorable mix of products offered both in the industrial and in the medical field. And for other markets in European and non-European market, we have a growth approaching the 10%, and the turnover, the revenues realized by the group all around the world is approximately the 80%. So confirm the global nature of the group. And for the medical sector, we have a total growth of 10%, and the medical and aesthetic sector represented over 60% of the sales of the group. Last year, the main increase was in the surgical field, thanks mainly to the success of Monolisa Touch system to treat the vaginal atrophy. And this semester, the surgical growth stabilizes at attractive levels after the great leap forward of the previous year, while it takes to grow in a decisive manner the aesthetic sector, which remains the most important one. The turnover in surgical segment mainly concerns two areas already mentioned by Andrea. The first is gynecology with the Monolisa Touch system, which made by DECA the leader in the laser treatment for vaginal atrophy in the world. And the second one is the urology, in which Quanta system with the lithotripsy system are now a standard references thanks to the dusting technology that cover a large share of market and are supported also in the urological field by the system for the treatment of BPH. In the field of aesthetics, growth was achieved thanks to the success of the most innovative products offered by our business unit engaged in the sector, DECA, that distributes in the world the laser produced by LN, Quanta, with the factory in Sobbiadelona now transferred in Samarate, and Asclepion in Germany. And the growth in the sector was primarily due to the Motus AX distributed by DECA, the Discovery People produced by Quanta, and Mediostar by Asclepion. And the growth in physical therapy field was well above the 10%, and in this segment the group operates with ASA, a company in Vicenza, a leader in its niche market thanks to the quality of the products and the support services offered to the customer. Once again, the increase in after-sales service and consumables is very important. Beyond the physiological growth due to the increase of installed base, very significant was the contribution of consumables, first optical fibers used in urological surgery operation, and the intense activity of upgrade on the installed system, especially for laser acquisition. For industrial laser business, we have a total growth of 70%, and the industrial represents more or less the 30% of the total turnover of the group. The main segment is the flat cutting that exceeds the 70% of the turnover of the industrial segment, after 23% on the same period last year. Chinese joint venture in Wenzhou for metal cutting have driven the growth with a growth over the 20% in renminbi, 70% in euros. And furthermore, last week it was officially inaugurated the new factory in Wenzhou, which enables expansion of our manufacturing capacity for the Chinese market. Grit was the catalyzed Penta trend, plus 40%. And the company operates in market niches like cutting wood and plastics, in which it holds a significant market position in Italy and in Europe. Its results confirm the gradual growth of the company following the general recovery, which is affecting in Italy and in Europe the sales of capital goods. Marking sector showed an increase of 53%. Group has important technologies from the point of view of RF laser sources than that of the optical scanner beam delivery. Group operates in two main divisions, the marking and decoration of large surface, mainly Carlai Penta with Outlast brand in textile and leather, and marking for identification, on which it operates successfully LASIKT in Torre Annunziata. The decline in the segment of laser sources comes from consistent contract delivery in the first half of 2015, not repeated this year, but excluding this contract, turnover is growing in the segment. And industrial service revenue up 4% over the same period of last year. Andrea will complete the presentation.
You can see two slides on the presentation of pictures of the new factories. Starting Friday, we will celebrate the opening of the new building in Samarate for Quanta System, and also celebrating the 30 years of life of Quanta System. I've showed here how the building was 3 months ago and how it is today ready for operations. We already transferred production in the new Samarate building. On the other side, this is the new Vanzu factory, where the grand opening was celebrated last week, and this new 15,000 square meter building, which hosts a production which enables the doubling of the production capacity of our group in China, is extremely effective for the improvement of productivity in our Chinese plant. You can see here an overall picture and the picture of an area of the internal during the grand opening held last week. Finally, I would like to briefly remind that after the closing of the 6 months, we felt comfortable in slightly updating the yearly guidance, which was increased for what concerned the sales from the original 5% increase to a targeted 10% increase now, and for what concern income from operation, from the original confirmation of what we were able to achieve in 2015, we are now targeting a 50% increase in EBIT. This is all for our presentation. We will be now happy to answer your questions. Thank you for your attention.
Excuse me. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My first question is on the aesthetic segment. Following a flattish first quarter, you registered a quite significant acceleration in the second quarter. I was wondering, is it just related to new product introduction, or do you see also demand picking up? Then my second question is on CapEx. Following the completion of the new Chinese plant, could you provide more indications on the second part of the year, or a guidance for the full year? And more in general, in the medium term, if you are currently expecting any new investment. My third question and last question is about the current environment in Italy and in Europe, because also other European countries showed a quite important acceleration in the second quarter. Do you see a continuation of this very positive trend over the second part of the year? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. So, aesthetic. As I mentioned, I believe that most of the traction was given by new products within traditional segments. I'm talking of new hair removal laser systems and new tattoo removal systems released during the first half. Therefore, of course, traction comes from new products. Of course, we see a favorable market. It is hard for me to tell which of the two components is predominant, but in this moment we are probably enjoying a mildly favorable market and the enhancement of the new products that we just released. CapEx, there is going to be lower CapEx expenditure due to real estate activity in the second half because most of the investment for both Samarate and Venzu were completed at the end of June, though some investment took place also after. So for what concerns real estate initiated projects, we will have a decrease of CapEx in the second half. We, as I mentioned in other one-to-one in previous meetings, could have further CapEx involving other businesses of the company, like Asclepion or like ASA, which could take also advantage of the positive financing condition available on the market to enlarge their structure and therefore invest in, let's say, real estate. But we don't have visibility yet. This anyway will be a midterm investment and there will be CapEx for this on midterm. Italy and Europe. In Italy we see a mildly favorable situation. We have a positive situation due to our strong commercial and activity, especially in the industrial laser system, and I believe the industrial laser system took particularly advantage of the fiscal bonus that the Italian authorities provide for the investment made in 2016. We are now also hopeful in what the fiscal package provided by our government for the so-called Industry 4.0 will be. It will be released in the coming days, and because we have seen that typically when there are fiscal advantages, demand is more, let's say, brilliant. With respect to Europe, also we saw a general improvement in activity. Let's say that our markets are not touched by all the turmoil, all the problems that we see on the political level that are affecting the main countries of the European system, markedly Germany, Italy, and France. Of course, again, it's always when we work, and I believe we work fairly well in innovation, in release of new products, it is always hard to understand if the success is due to the new products or to a market situation. For sure, we didn't run into an unfavorable market situation. And looking forward to date, we are not seeing material changes in this situation.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Renato.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfà of Bancaletti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. My first question is related to the guidance. The implied H2 of your guidance, it entails a top-line growth of 8% and a flattish EBIT growth. Generally speaking, your second half is generally more important in terms of sales, and considering you should have some operational leverage, I'm wondering why EBIT margin should slightly decrease in H2. So maybe if you can elaborate on that, maybe if you need to be reminded something, or maybe on the comparison side. The second one is a more generic question on your amount of cash, which is now clearly visible and important. If you got any development on that, in particular, if considering the scarcity of option on the cash reinvestments, the acquisition of the Chinese minorities might be an option. And I know it's a little bit early. I'm wondering what kind of sustainable, top line growth you can envision for next year, and what will be the sustainable operational leverage also for next year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Guidance. As you know, we are always conservative, and we discussed also personally this issue before. The prudent guidance given for 2016 was taking into account certain situations that we knew were going to happen, and we knew were going to limit our ability to grow and to increase our profitability. As I mentioned in my presentation, we were able to overcome these headwinds that we knew by design we were going to have at the beginning of the year. Nevertheless, we still know that those headwinds in terms of comparison with 2015 will still be there in the second half of 2016, and for this reason, our guidance maintains itself quite prudent, mainly as you noted with your number, confirming with your comment, confirming for the second half of 2016 just a little improvement on what was the guidance for the whole year of 2016. Cash, yes, we have quite a large amount of cash. And this is a great strategic weapon in our hands to craft our growth. We are nevertheless very cautious in the way we spend the money, and we are already doing it for internal projects, which of course will not dry out large portions of this cash, but which are significantly driving growth for a group. As it happened when we raised a significant amount of cash with our original IPO in year 2000, before going into a bold and relevant investment, we will deeply analyze the options available and hopefully be able to be as wise in our investment selection as we have been in the 2002 Sinosure investment. For what concerns buying out minorities in general, this has been an investment which turned extremely successful in the case of Quanta System a few years ago. Chinese minorities buyout could theoretically be an option. You need to know that the reason why we have a joint venture there is a reason which is a funding reason of the company, and is also one of the critical factor of success of the company, at least in the first close to 10 years of life. Therefore, I don't think we are ready yet to run with ourselves, and maybe we will need to have local partnerships, strong local partnerships, to support the important growth that we are now plotting for this facility that we have. Such important growth will be one of the key elements that will generate growth in the coming years. In this moment, I see that the
pipeline for new products, the footprint that our distribution networks are having worldwide is calling for a growth rate that can be confirmed between the 5 to 10% per year, between the 5 to 10% per year. Then, of course, there are contingent episodes that could call for a sudden increase in revenues when we are able to release new product in very significant markets, as there could be contingent decreases in sales in specific segments due to the fact that to the release of new products, there often is a correspondent product entering the very first last steps of its life cycle. Under this point of view, I would like to underline that the segment of industrial laser sources, the one in which you have seen a marked decrease in the H1 revenues, in fact, is growing extremely brilliantly and could be one of the factors of growth in the midterm, in the near future, because shouldn't we have had the large batch of orders delivered in the first half of 2015, we would have marked on smaller figures a large growth, but now the growth is being confirmed and the figures generated by that particular business will be interesting going forward.
Thank you. Is the growth of laser sources also driven by the fact that some competitors like some supplier like Rofin Sinner have disappeared or they've been bought out?
You are always a very cautious observer of what happens on the market. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. In case I will come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Emmanuel De Figueredo of LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to all. I have four small questions. The first one is on CapEx. You did 8 million last year on a full year basis. You've done 4.5 for the first half. You don't have as much CapEx in the second half. So do you think it's reasonable to assume that around 7 million of CapEx on a full year basis? That would be the first question. The second question is on slide 13. I think it's the first time that I see a slightly different split of your medical segment. You now include physiotherapy, which is this company you mentioned on the call of Vicenza. So maybe you can explain why you've decided to separate physiotherapy there, and what sort of prospects you find for physiotherapy. Then my last two questions are on the tattoo removal, Pico. If you could maybe give us some color on if you think you're gaining market share there or not. And finally, the last time I think we talked, we spoke a little bit about China, and you were reasonably optimistic on the industrial side. You've now opened the big new plant. So maybe if you can provide a little bit of an update of what you're seeing in China. Thank you.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for the question. Yes, I believe your guess for 2016 CapEx is reasonable. So, given the fact that most of the money is in real estate has been spent yet, we should maintain below the 2015 level, the overall 2016 CapEx expenditure. Physiotherapy, actually, we always segregated the physiotherapy segment in all our reports. So it's nothing actually new. Maybe we removed it sometimes because it is not as relevant in terms of volume as the main surgical and aesthetic, but it's always been there. AZA is a fairly small company. They are around 7 million of yearly turnover in a very specialized segment, a very profitable niche. in which they are constantly growing. We are investing in order to have this company grow, both in profitability and in sales volume, and the investments are in two directions. A better coverage of the market. We hired several area managers in order to improve the coverage of the distribution network. And as always, technological improvement, both improvement the proprietary ASA systems, which are low-power diodes, and improving the specification of the high-power NDR laser for physiotherapy, which are manufactured in LN for ASA. So it's a small business, constantly growing, from which we expect a further growth, and as I mentioned before, we are going to invest also in ASA, probably in a new facility. By the way, should we invest in 2016, this would change the answer that I made about CapEx, but since in this moment there is no decision made, I can confirm what I just said about your first question. Tattoo Pico. Here the answer is very simple, since we started selling Picos mainly from the beginning of 2016, and so we are gaining share because we weren't there before. And so what I can tell is that the sales in the picosecond segment are additive to the sales in the nanosecond. It's not that before we sold a certain number of picos that we are selling less of the traditional technology. So we are very happy by the outcome of this picosecond, and still the potential of the U.S. market has to be fully grabbed, because even though we have received FDA clearance for the Pico in late Q2, still revenues has to be grabbed in significant amount on the U.S. market. Fourth question, China. I was optimistic. Of course, China, at a certain point, maybe 1 year ago, was a little bit puzzling all the investors, because they had seen what it was deemed to be a structural change in the Chinese economy, which wasn't promising anything good about what was going to happen in Chinese manufacturing. As I said at the time, I was optimistic because we have a good structure, and because the product we are offering is a product which ties to the need of improving the quality of the manufacturing process of our customers. For this reason, having been able to position ourselves very solidly, having been able create a very important customer relation with the most significant customers, allows us to be quite optimistic, as I also said when answering to Mr. Andrea Bonfà, on the potential of development of our factories in China.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà of Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my other questions. I was wondering if you can elaborate if there is any development on the new application, therapeutic application for the Mona Lisa Touch, in particular on the incontinence side. And as far as the net cash is concerned, looking at the last year performance, you should be able to generate some cash in H2. So I would expect that your level of net cash should increase by another 5 to 7 million by year end, if you agree on this view. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the question. Mona Lisa Touch, we don't release any milestone on research. We just describe what you do. I can tell you that the research which are expanding the scope of the Mona Lisa Touch application are
are going as scheduled, and so we count on being able to enjoy an expanded supporting documentation for new complementary application of Mona Lisa Touch. The works are being performed according to schedule. For what concerns net cash, in the first half, I do not see alteration in our business model, in our ability to cash our receivables that would affect a cash generation which from ordinary activity, given the EBIT that we expect, should be in the range that you have outlined.
Thanks. If I may, as far as the new application for the Mona Lisa Touch, is it possible to have a time frame of a best case or worst case scenario for having, let's say, new fields of application?
It would be hard to say the day that we have in hand those studies what would be the real effect on sales. What here we are basically trying to do is to extending the scope of the Mona Lisa Touch in order to maintain its leadership towards the incoming competitors, which, as I mentioned other times, in this moment are clearly headed by us, and are clearly led by us in terms of the scientific support. And so we are trying to strengthen the scientific portfolio to support our system. But I'm not able to give you an exact time frame, and I'm not even able to outline a clear cause and effect relation between when we will have the studies available and sales volume, when this will be done.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Erwin Dut of Kempen. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I have a question on, obviously you talked about product launches in the next couple of quarters and years. Can you talk about what you expect on the aesthetic side? Do you expect any breakthroughs, or will that be more of a gradual upgrade of the Pico and the Motus machines? And the second question is on Italy. Given that a lot of demand is being taken forward, given the tax incentives, do you expect Italy to drop off into maybe a negative growth rate next year? Is that the momentum that is so strong in 2016? And if you look at product launches, going back to my first question, do you expect more momentum on the surgical side or on the aesthetic side in the next year or so? Thank you.
We have several products and product improvements in the pipeline. We believe that the releases that just have been made will have an impact which will last over the end of the year, also into at least into the year 2017. We have several products in the pipeline. We have also mentioned that we are working on a new product for body contouring, which is, something we are a very large market from which we are out in this moment, or at least we have a very small share and a very small contribution within our sales. I'm not able yet to tell you when we will be able to release the product, because of course the product will need to be released when it's a full product and it's supported by all the documentation that gives us confidence that the product will be successful. Of course, the incremental improvements are always very important, and we have for instance seen that our ability to improve certain older technologies in order to have them be more efficient generated for the company several million of sales in terms of upgrades. This happened in 2015 and is happening also in 2016. So it's not only large new product releases which determine the improvement of our competitive positioning, but also several releases of improved products. For instance, during these days, our local network, local distribution network, I mean Italian distribution network for the esthetician, is launching the new Mediastar Cobra, which is an attachment to the traditional Mediastar hair removal system, which will introduce a very special facial rejuvenation probe that will be added, as in, will be sold as an incremental unit to the Mediastar, and from which we expect a quite interesting volume, especially from here to the end of the year and in the very first month of the year. Those are the months which are the face months, while when you go into after February and March, we are entering in the so-called body months, where people want to have body treatments, while going towards the winter, people want to have face treatments more than body treatments. For what concerns the effect of the Italian fiscal policies, your comment is correct. I mean, if this year we are enjoying of a fiscal advantage, we might expect a reduction of the thrust when this fiscal advantage will be over. What I was mentioning is that the Italian government is designing something which is structurally helping the improvement of the technological level of the Italian manufacturing, and will be unveiling this design within the end of this month. And we are expecting then, rather than a purely technical help, which is time limited, this help will become more structural and will be a structural help to us that manufacture high-level technologies, which allow what is needed to a manufacturer to maintain its competitivity in today's world. This means improved productivity, improved flexibility, improved ability to be competitive on the market due to the technology. That's all, I believe.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Sebastian Hoyez of Quaero Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's actually Henry Hilgarth from Quaero Capital. I just had a couple of questions following up from some of the things that were asked during the call. I mean, one of them, again, is the balance sheet. Just trying to get a clearer understanding of what you think is the ideal balance sheet. I mean, do you look at net debt to EBITDA, or is it a balance sheet that has to be net cash over the long term, I'm thinking? The other aspect that I was interested in understanding better was your expectations at the beginning of the year and what actually happened. I mean, you mentioned a mildly favorable environment, and I'm just trying to understand how different the actual environment was to what you were expecting. I mean, is it more market share gains, or is it a far better market condition that you expected at the end of the year? Thank you.
I mean, first question on the balance sheet. If I grab the meaning of your question, of course, midterm we see a balance sheet which decreases the net financial position, increasing the other entries of the balance sheet, including working capital, in order to support a larger dimension of turnover due to sustained growth to be achieved in the next year. Of course, this year you see this sharp decrease, which in the assets, which is due to the sale of a financial asset, mainly due to the sale of a financial asset. So this is what jumps to the eye in this balance sheet comparison. But this sharp change is due essentially to the fact that we sold a financial asset that was booked into non-current assets, of course. So going forward, we see us investing the cash, and this cash will be invested mainly in networking capital to support the growth of the activities, and in non-current assets. Financials, if we will go through certain minority M&A activity, having to book our assets into financial assets or into non-financial assets, if we go for majority acquisition, where of course all the assets will be showing according to their normal position in the balance sheet. Yes, the guidance. What I wanted to say is that we believe that we are acting in a mildly favorable environment. If you look at our numbers, you could also argue that the environment is favorable, but if I look around, especially in the European countries and in other countries, I don't see a global favorable environment of fastly and solidly growing economies. So in a situation which is not as negative as it was a few years ago, and therefore I define mildly favorable, we had plotted a certain growth, which was a little bit lower than the expectation of certain of our analysts, due to the fact that internally we know that in the overlapping of the sales cycles of certain products and in the overlapping of certain significant events in terms of large orders, we had certain disadvantages in 2016 when compared to 2015. Nevertheless, due to a better than expected success of certain products, due to a larger than expected expansion in certain specific segments, we were able to register the first half results that you are that we are now discussing, increasing a markedly increasing on 2015. For what concern our projection for the end of the year, I maintain myself optimistic, though I know that these issues that we have in comparison from between 2015 and 2016 are still there. Therefore, I maintain a prudent outlook on this month, which nevertheless outlines, in my opinion, a significant growth both in revenues and in EBIT for the whole year 2016.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Cangioli, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Excellent. So thank you everybody for listening to our presentation and for the questions, which allows us to give you more details about our group behavior and our expectation. We will be attending the STAR conference in London. We are scheduled to host one-to-one meetings on the 7th of October. And so if you wish to have more information and to personally discuss with us, you are of course welcome to join this meeting more or less 1 month from now. I thank you for your attention, and therefore I say bye-bye to the next occasion we will have a chance to meet. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.